This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. Whether you have a straightforward W-2 or a more complex return or business, our clients come back year after year. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Matt Steinmetz along with Evan Giddings. And before I hear one piece of slander from my guy, Guru, I want to let you know this. He's had a death in the family. He's at a funeral. But you know what he's still going to do? He's going to be at Public Market Emeryville tonight to watch the Warriors and the Kings alongside me at a watch party. So he's going above and beyond today, even though he won't be doing the show.
You excited?
About the watch party?
Yeah. Public Market Emeryville, right? Six to eight?
Yeah, hopefully the weather will clear up a little bit. But, it's the Public Market Emeryville. Guru and I watching the Kings.
Well, there's got to be some spots to watch inside, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there are. Yeah. I'm sure there are. But I'll tell you what, and we'll talk a little Warriors now, but I want to get into this Mac Jones thing pretty quickly. But, boy, you look at you look at what happened in the NBA last night. You know what? Warriors got to win tonight. They got to win tonight. They can put Sacramento away, but
I thought you were still riding high off of yesterday. Everything that happened at Chase Center, and you know, now you get an automatic bid into the F&M Hall of Fame for the free pub that you gave him for Curry, and be a diplomat for the day and all the rest. By the way, it's a new day, so he's no longer a diplomat. But
I yesterday put a fork in any kind of hopes I have to make the F&M Hall of Fame.
Now, I feel like it should help it.
No, I was up for it a couple years ago. I didn't get in, and now I can't. Now I will not accept, even if I do get in, because the look of impropriety would be too great.
Well, it's funny. Like, Curry's the assistant general manager for Davidson now. I mean, for a day, you were basically the AGM for Franklin and Marshall basketball.
That's true. I'd love to get the paycheck that Steph's getting from Davidson, and I might consider that job.
you could do a remote.
So here's what's going on today. I want to get into Mac Jones right off the bat. To me, this is absolutely fascinating. And we'll have Jason Timpf at noon today of The Volume Sports. So we'll get into the Warriors at about noon, if not a little sooner. We'll see. We'll play it by ear. We'll play it by ear. And then we are going to replay the Curry interview from yesterday, not the jersey stuff. The actual interview, because we didn't really have a chance to react to it, and I thought he said a lot of things that were very interesting, not the least of which is that he basically said, I want to play longer than my contract has on it right now. So Steph's already eyeing
2030.
Exactly. Well, 2020, whatever it is. But, it was a great day over at the Warriors yesterday. They're feeling good. And they have every right to. But Mac Jones, The San Francisco, here's, I got, I'm going to start the show this way with 49er fans.
I know you're excited about this.
I'm blown away. When you, 49er fans, when you heard that the 49ers were signing Mac Jones, what was your very first thought? Your first thought, the first thing that went through your mind, because the, Evan and I have a little different opinion on this. The first thing I thought is, oh my God, Brock Purdy just took the biggest pay cut he could ever imagine. I mean, that was my first thought. If you have Mac, if you just signed Mac Jones, a guy we all know that you were
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Sniffing around in that draft, and now he's on the team. Why would you pay Brock Purdy $45 or $50 million? That was my first thought. How about you, E?
My first reaction was, pardon me, like the exact opposite.
I know.
It was, oh, Brock Purdy's safe. Brock Purdy's looking, he's sitting pretty right now. I think the idea of Mac Jones, or can I refer to him at his real name? Because he's got one of the greatest names I've
what
ever
is
heard.
It?
McCorkle.
Is that his first name?
McCorkle Mac Jones.
You can't name a kid that.
Why?
Poor kid in grade school.
Well, he ended up being a Heisman candidate and playing for Bama.
Right,
so.
Only because he changed to Mac as soon as he realized what McCorkle was.
Well, he was a double Mac in Jacksonville. Dude, he's not a good quarterback. Like, I understand that Kyle Shanahan loves him, and maybe people think that he can somehow turn Mac Jones around. And yes, he, I don't know, he might be leverage. That's a pretty poor piece of leverage in my mind. Like, did you watch Mac Jones at all in Jacksonville? Or just at,
not
at
in
all the last couple of years?
A little bit in New England.
He was fine his rookie season, then he fell off a cliff.
Yeah, that's what it felt like to me.
He's not a good quarterback. Now, my bigger kind of eyebrow-raising takeaway from this was, are you really going to be okay with Mac Jones as your starting quarterback? Because to me, then you are truly tanking. You are not trying to win football games if you're going to say, hey, Brock, you know what? You can sit for as long as you want because we got McCorkle Mac Jones. Does that really, I mean, maybe I could be off my rocker. But does that sound like a strategy that a sane franchise would employ? If I'm Brock Purdy, I'm just simply calling their bluff.
Well, who's to say Mac Jones will be Brock Purdy's backup? Brock Purdy.
Oh, well, you still have another name out there.
Well, I said this a couple days ago. I mean, I'm not convinced. I shouldn't say I'm not convinced, but I've not ruled out the possibility of just a wild card in either Kirk Cousins, who Atlanta apparently is going to keep on their roster past a certain date so that because they believe he can trade him. They believe they can trade him to a team. They've apparently looked at the NFL landscape and said there aren't enough quality quarterbacks for the 32 teams that are in the league. Or Aaron Rodgers. And I get it. It might sound outlandish, but if you look at what the 49ers have done, and they've really let a lot of guys go, and I really think they feel like they're in some kind of transition, some kind of reset, and if they're still not convinced that Brock Purdy's the guy, you could buy another year and play it out and see what happens without having to risk paying Brock Purdy a number that maybe you're not comfortable paying.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that the negotiation's still going to happen, and the number might not be as high as even I thought before this season started. And I think you and I still have a bet, and it looks like you're going to win because it doesn't look like Purdy's going to get 60. But the thing about Mac Jones is, and Michael McCorkle Jones, but McCorkle is not someone that I want quarterbacking my team. And Cam Inman was on with you and Goo the other day, and he had me thinking about this. He referenced the 2004 season for the Niners. They went 2-14, but it was on the heels of a 7-9 season. And the Niners basically took a lot of financial steps back, and they said, it's okay, Jeff Garcia, we got Tim Rattay. It's okay, T.O., we got Brandon Lloyd. You know, they felt like they were able to play just as well because they didn't have a good season before. I think it went 7-9. They're sub-500. They felt like they could remain at the same level while basically going cheaper at a lot of these important positions. I dare you to do that again. I dare you to start Mac Jones week one, even with this fourth-place schedule, and legitimately believe that you have action. With everything else that you have gouged from this football team, some contracts were overpriced, some were fat that you had to cut off. I mean, at this point, Stani, it's not like they're trying to trim a 65% fat ribeye. Like, they're down to a sirloin, 99% lean meat. Like, they have nothing right now except for meat and bones on this roster. And so, whether you believe that Brock Purdy is a great quarterback, an average quarterback, a crappy quarterback, Mac Jones is not your answer. And so,
okay.
I think that them signing him is because you need a backup quarterback,
right.
And maybe you could use him as some negotiation leverage.
Oh, I think so.
Well, you like him.
Well, no, I don't really like Mac Jones, but no. I'm.
You like the idea of Mac Jones?
No, right? I think the Niners, they're up to something with this Mac Jones thing.
Well, that I agree with.
Whether it's like I said to you, and I was half kidding, I was like, this John, the 49ers now can go to Brock Purdy and say, tell you what, Brock, we really like you. In fact, we like you so much, we're going to pay you a lot more than we just paid Mac Jones. How about 2 years, $40 million? 2 years, $40 million, $20 million a year.
Yeah,
it's more than you're going to. Take it or leave it. I mean, the NFL is cutthroat.
Well, we're learning that very quickly.
In a big way. But that's where I want to start, 49er fans. When you saw that the 49ers had acquired Mac Jones, were you like Evan Giddings? Okay, they got a backup. Not unlike they got Sam Darnold a couple years ago. Or were you like me thinking, there got to be something more going on here than just bringing Mac Jones in as a backup quarterback? What do you guys think? I got to run it all by you. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll be Niners early, Warriors mid. We have Jason Timpf in the middle. We got the Curry interview at 12:20. We're going to replay that. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.